Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to tell us why making sure your hay is free of imported fire ants is important.
We've all noticed fire ants around our yards at some point or another, but the red imported fire ants can very damagingly interfere with farming practices by injuring livestock and damaging crops and farm machinery. They can also damage electrical and communications equipment. In order to stop the spread in quarantined areas, baled hay and straw are considered regulated articles. At present, there is not a chemical treatment to control imported fire ants once they have infested hay. Preventing spread relies on the practices of producers as well as buyers.
So how is baled hay regulated?
Well, if there is a federal and state quarantine, hay from inside the quarantine area can be moved anywhere inside that quarantine area. Hay that has been certified as being free from imported fire ants will be allowed to enter non-quarantined areas.
What about hay movement within Texas?
Baled hay and straw that are stored in direct contact with the ground are regulated articles under the state and federal imported fire ant quarantines. We ask that you take precautions to ensure that the hay you buy is free of imported fire ants. Ask the producer if the hay they produce contains ants, or better yet, visually inspect the hay when it arrives. You can visit texasagriculture.gov for more information.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.